Elliot Rodriguez was the moderator, and Elliot, for a time, you had to tap dance for quite a bit.
Tom, I did not know whether we would have a debate or not. This was uncharted territory. Let me just say that as the moderator of this debate, I was focused on rules such as how much time does one candidate get to answer a question, how much time does the next candidate get, and how much rebuttal time. I was not privy to any rules about a fan or any other device at the podium, so this took me completely by surprise.
At what point did you learn that neither candidate was likely to come out on stage? Because as the lights went down and the camera tally light lit for you, the podiums were empty.
I learned this moments before the debate started. My producer, who was in the booth, the production booth, told me in my ear, there is an issue with the fan. Someone from the Scott campaign came out and showed me a piece of paper that said no fans and said these are the rules. And I said, you know what? I don't know about rules about a fan. We are ready to start the debate. Are you really going to delay this debate over a fan?
And apparently the answer was yes at some point.
And it's very unfortunate that there was this delay, and it just shows the animosity of this campaign, the rancor of this campaign. When we went on with the debate, we brought out the differences between these two candidates. We saw the differences on their stance on gay marriage, on Medicaid expansion in Florida, on the Stand Your Ground law, on the minimum wage, and a number of other issues that Charlie Crist and Rick Scott are diametrically opposed on.
We are also joined by former U.S. Senator, former gubernatorial chief of staff George Lemieux. You've been with Governor Crist prior to a debate. You've been in these situations before. Your response as we sat in our radio studio in Miami, you were exasperated in disbelief as well.
Well, it's the most bizarre debate I've ever seen. I think the whole tone and tenor of the debate was upset. There obviously was miscommunications, and it just doesn't speak well for Florida.
No.
That's the way the debate started.
Former Florida governor and former U.S. Senator Bob Graham, this seems almost pedestrian and quite frankly silly, doesn't it?
Well, I think silly is a pretty soft word for it. I mean, here we've had this long campaign, $60 million spent in largely negative advertising. Here is going to be the 1 hour that people will have an opportunity to hear the two candidates speaking in English about their views for our state's future, and then to have it commence in such a silly way. You know, Florida has supplied a lot of the material for late night comedy shows.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've just given them a lot more material.